Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you. And we've got our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And we reach out to him on a regular basis because he's got so much knowledge of what is going on over at City Hall. Particularly, we want to ask him about the City of San Antonio's major moneymaker, City Public Service, the energy company. Clayton, thank you for taking time on this hot day to be with us, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is Texas, so it's going to be hot out there. And guess what happens when it gets really hot?
Exactly. Tell me, please.
people start using those ACs and turning that AC down and trying to stay cool inside with this hot weather. And guess what that means? That means more money for CPS. And guess what that means? That means more money for the city of San Antonio. You know, it's funny how this has worked over the years. San Antonio purchased CPS, I think it was like 75 years ago, something like that. It's a long, long time ago. And I think the original purchase price was around $75 million. So, in return for that, the city said, okay, CPS, you're now owned by the city of San Antonio, and we want a return on our investment, which, I mean, that's fantastic to have that kind of an attitude. We want a return on investment. So you, CPS, will have to pay us 14% right off the top of all of your revenue that comes into your organization. 14% comes to the city. So that has grown over the years, and it's getting close to $400 million a year now.
Oh, my God.
So you talk about a great investment. Man, I wish I could have invested in that kind of deal many years ago. I'd never have to work. Never have to work. But, yeah, the city gets 14% of the total revenue coming into CPS, and that has some drawbacks. While I was on council, CPS came for rate increases, and it averaged around 5%. I think they came two times while I was on council. I voted against them because I went through their budget looking at, do they really need that increase? And of course, they were able to convince everybody else on council that, yes, they needed these rate increases, but they never convinced me with the data that they were showing. And guess what? They still don't need rate increases. The rate increases they've been getting over the last few years, or last several rate increases, guess what? They're subsidizing bills out there with those rate increases. We had over $200 million in arrears to CPS from people not paying their bills. And so what are they doing? They're raising rates to compensate for those non-payment of bills. And you know, so those people that are paying their bills every on time and not having any bills in arrears, they're basically being charged extra with these rate increases to cover the cost of those that aren't paying their bills. And guess what? They're going to come back to the city for another at least 5% increase this next year in 2025. And this is a never-ending thing. So they keep increasing the rates, making it less affordable for people out there so they can't pay their bills. So those that are paying their bills are having to cover all that with these additional rate increases. It's I call it a self-licking ice cream cone. And it just never seems to end. The light should come on to more people about what's going on, but it doesn't. The rest of the council has approved every one of their rate increases that they come to the city. The city council does have that authority to grant them a rate increase when they come to the city asking for that.
So let me make sure I understand this.
Yeah.
The city council will grant CPS some the right to raise the rates, which brings in more money for CPS, which in turn brings in more money for the city council.
You got it, George.
Oh my God!
So the city gets an automatic bump in their annual take from CPS every time they approve a rate increase. So you will never see the city of San Antonio say, CPS, no, we are not going to grant you a rate increase because they get more revenue. Wow. So it happens that way every year. So just remember, 14% of the total revenue coming into CPS, and I don't have that total amount that comes into CPS every year, but you can kind of do the math on that. And I haven't done that, but if you calculate, if they're giving 14% to the city, you can backdoor that information and figure out what the total revenue going to CPS every year wow. is. And incredible. It's an amazing amount incredible. Of money that they're collecting every year. Yeah. And you know, there's so many issues with CPS, George.
Let me ask you, because one of the things that's a big issue with me is that I hear them talking about reducing the production of certain energy, particularly getting rid of coal, petroleum, and then depending on others on green sources. That kind of worries me. I don't know.
It should worry everybody. And let me tell you, I've continually, when I was on council, I always asked them every year. I said, all right, show me what the demand is and what the demand will be. You can project it on out for 20 years and show me what our production is to keep up with that demand. You know, I never could get that from CPS. So, and I think you'll see that
the demand
we're going to be short. We're going to be short. Yeah. They should be providing reliable energy at an affordable rate. And what we're going to find when times get tough, and we might still see it this summer because we've had a fairly mild summer, is a lack of electricity, and they're going to have to start turning it off to certain areas of town. We saw it during Snowvid when ERCOT was needing more electricity, and CPS couldn't even keep up with their own demand here, let alone giving it to ERCOT. But it's a vicious cycle here, and they're looking at closing our coal plant, and it has another 30 years of life to it. 30 years. And we paid for that. We put an investment out there. We should get our investment back and run that through its lifespan. You know, they're talking about shutting it down. Well, ERCOT's already come in and said, hey, CPS, don't do that because you're going to put a strain on the overall electric grid here in Texas. So I don't know what their plan is. I know they're trying to come up with additional like natural gas sources and of course wind and solar. They're trying to bring on additional, but look, that is not reliable.
Yeah,
the
right. There's that word reliable.
You really need it.
Yes.
And you know, I agree we need to have a mix, but my goodness, to start throwing all your eggs in those baskets. Let me give you an example. Georgetown. Look what those people went through, and they're still going through it, where they voted to get rid of all petroleum products, no coal, no gas, no oil, no nothing, and relies strictly on solar and wind.
Wow.
Well, when the wind wasn't blowing and the rain, when the sun wasn't shining, guess what? They weren't getting electricity. So then they had to go out and purchase electricity from coal-fired plants and gas-fired plants. And guess what? They were paying through the nose. They were paying quadruple. And man, I tell you what, those citizens over there in Georgetown were raising a ruckus. I don't know what they're doing nowadays, but that created some big time problems over there with people paying four times the rate of what they were normally paying on a daily basis. So this green energy business is gonna cause additional problems in the future that I see for San Antonio, and we're going in the wrong direction again. Another area that San Antonio is not providing affordable, reliable electricity to the people that own it. And guess what? Even goes further, George. CPS provides energy outside of the city of San Antonio. It provides energy to the inner cities like Alamo Heights, Hollywood Park, Shavano Park, and all these inner cities, plus outside the city limits in the different counties. And guess what they're doing? They're having to do, and they don't know it. they're paying that extra 14% to CPS, and it comes into San Antonio City.
Doesn't go to them.
and they don't get a penny out of it. And people have complained about it before, but it just falls on deaf ears because San Antonio says, well, we own this utility and you don't own it. And
they're liable,
you know,
to pull the plug on Alamo Heights or whatever.
All of these other uses outside the city of San Antonio, they're paying that 14%. Into the San Antonio City coffers. And I don't know, I don't think anybody's done that figure to see, okay, how much money is coming in outside the city into CPS that's helping run the city of San Antonio. Like I said, it's approaching $400 million a year. And on top of that, you know, when it's a hot summer, CPS has been able to generate electricity or extra electricity with that other power plant that they've now shut down, and they're wanting to shut down another one. We're not going to have that excess power to sell to the grid here in Texas. So guess what's going to happen? They're not going to be making all that revenue that they have been able to be able to keep our rates down. So what are they going to have to do?
Well, raise our rates.
Well, sorry, San Antonio. We got to raise our rates because we're not making enough money. So like I said, George, this to me is a self-licking ice cream cone.
Clay, we can't get out of it. It fascinates me that the name of the organization is City Public Service.
Yeah. Yep.
Those three words, City Public and Service. And,
let me tell you, there's so many issues. There's so many issues with CPS. I could spend a whole day on it. But people need to wake up to the fact that they're wanting to shut down a coal power plant. And okay, if they convert it to gas, but they've already shut down one of our power plants. And we're not going to be able to sell that extra to the grid so that they can operate our utility without raising our rates. If that's not going to be happening in the future and they keep taking these power plants offline, we're not going to be able to keep up with that demand. Not only provide that reliable power for San Antonio, but be able to sell that extra power outside of San Antonio and make that extra money. So it just goes on and on and on. And, and people aren't seeing that, but let me tell you, this their favorite words is with like this last 5% increase. Oh, well, it's only $3 or $4 a month. You can afford that, you know. Well, you add that up per year and you add that to the other 5%, you're going to add that to another 5% this next year. That starts adding up into big bucks.
It does.
And, you know, people on fixed incomes are there. Paychecks going up commensurate to that?
Exactly.
Heck no.
Exactly.
You know, they're having to then say, well, I can't get any bread this week, or I can't get any milk. I can't afford any meat this week to make those ends meet because of, you know, and it's not just CPS. The city raises their rates and fees on things. We just had garbage increase this year. And it never seems to end. Instead of looking at ways to save money and not burden the customers out here, you know, their first words are, well, we're going to have to cut back on service. Oh, that's bull. That is bullcorn. They don't have to do that. There's so many efficiencies and so much waste within the bureaucracy here. It's incredible.
You know, maybe if we paid the city council more money, maybe they would come up with better solutions. What do you think?
Oh, yes. They need a double salary to come up with better ideas and look at things better to protect their constituents out there. They need to double their salary. Man, I tell you,
that's a story.
What a deal. Where's the return on investment out of that deal? That's what I want to know.
That's another story. Clayton, we're going to let you go, but thank you very much as usual to be with us and to chat with us and enlighten us, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, George. I really enjoy it. And like I said, there's so many things out there that, you know, is going in the wrong direction. And you know, San Antonians need to get, you know, wake up to some of this stuff.
Yes.
And vote the right people in there that has some experience, and have input on, for example, on CPS's board. There's are all appointed positions there. Get vocal as to who's getting appointed to these positions out there also.
Exactly.
Very, very important. Very important.
Well, thank you very, very much, folks. We've been chatting with our good friend, Mr. Clayton Perry, former city councilman here in San Antonio. And we're going to get him again soon so we can chat with some other issues here in the Alamo City. Thank you very much, Clayton.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador.